Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come with grateful hearts this morning, thanking you for abundant life. If it wasn't for you, Lord God, we would not have life, and we would not have it more abundantly. So, Father, we come with grateful hearts to say thank you, O God. We appreciate you, Father. We bless you this morning in the mighty, holy, righteous name of Jesus. Father, you are holy God. You are righteous God. Father, we thank you for keeping us from all evil. We thank you, Father God, for sanctifying us through your word. Oh, your word is truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world might believe that you have sent us. Oh, Father God, our heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. In the name of Jesus, let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. In the name of Jesus, let your word have free course in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we just come to bless you this morning. We come to honor you because you are King and you deserve all glory. You deserve all praise. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, O God. Strengthen us with your might by your spirit in our inner man. Let Christ, your only true Son, in the name of Jesus whom you gave to die for us, let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith. Let us be rooted and grounded in love. Let us comprehend in the name of Jesus with all saints what is the breadth, the and length and depth and height of your love. Let us know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that we might be filled with all fullness of God. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works in us. Let utterance be given to us that we might open our mouths boldly in the name of Jesus to make known the mystery of the gospel. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Let us approve things that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Let us, O God, know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto death. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy unto you, worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful to every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, give us peace always by all means. Be with us, O God. Be in us, O God. Be with us. Be around us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we make supplication, intercession, and we give thanks for all men and leaders in our nation and in our church, that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. Oh, Father, truly you are a great King. You are mighty in all your ways. You are holy, and you are righteous God. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We honor our King, we honor our Lord, and we thank him that he saw fit to give us light. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our path. I pray that each of you bent the knee or in some way honored God, even if you didn't bend the knee, that you honored the King of Kings and that you spoke to him and that you said, Lord, thank you for this day. Oh, that you honor him all day long, all throughout the day when you get up every morning. So, Father, I appreciate you. And we bless God for each of you this morning. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We thank God that he allowed us to wake up, to dial the number, to call in to Bible Storyland. What a beautiful day it is. It's a little overcast here in Jacksonville, Florida. But we are praising God for the weather. We thank God that he keeps us in the weather. There have been all kind of weather, mudslides and, you know, storms and all kinds of things going on in the universe. But God is faithful. He's faithful to keep us alive. God made this day. Let's honor him. Let's thank God daily for all that he do on our behalf. You know we serve a great God. Ain't nobody like Jehovah. Nobody like our great God. Oh, the word of God says in Psalm 47, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of God, for the shields of the earth belong unto God, and he is greatly exalted. We serve a great king, and we come to exalt him in his holy name this morning. We are grateful that he is Lord. We are grateful that he is king. We are grateful that he allowed us to serve him. You know, he could have kept it a secret. He could have, you know, kept a secret, and then he could have just chosen some people and not chosen all. But he said that he wants all to be saved, none to be lost. Don't we serve a great God? He's mighty in the heavens now. You know the earth. You know, even when you read in Revelations, the angels are bowing down. They're singing and giving him praise 24/7. So let's start doing that like the angels, giving him praise, giving him glory, giving him honor, not just with our lips now. Come on. Let's live a holy life. Let's live a righteous life. We can't lie and live righteous. We can't cheat and live righteous. We can't commit adultery and live righteous. We can't live an unholy life. God knows. You know we can't fool him. You know how we used to do with our parents? We try to fool them. Oh, no. God already knows what we're going to do beforehand. You remember what he said to Judas? He said, do it quickly. He already knew what was in Judas's heart, even before Judas did. Well, today and every day, we should honor God with our whole heart. We should pray, give him praise. Praise, what is it? It's telling God how great and wonderful he is, how powerful he is. It's written in the word of God, you know, that God is the judge. He is the one who judges. He motivates us by, you know, he judges us daily. But you know what? He's faithful now. You know, if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be here. He sent Jesus so that he could redeem us out the hand of the enemy, so we could live a holy life. You know, God was awesome. Even in the Old Testament. But I tell you what, he wasn't playing now. He's still not playing. But his mercy and his grace and his favor came in through Jesus. So we have much to be grateful for. We can thank Jesus morning, noon, and night, and it's still not enough for the sacrifice that he gave. In Jeremiah 17:10, the Bible says that God searches and examines the mind and then rewards people for what their conduct deserves. Isn't that awesome? He rewards us according to the goodness that we do. Yes, he does. Not for the evil we do, but for the good. And you know what? There are consequences when we do evil. God wants us to focus on him when we get up in the morning, all morning, in the afternoon, all afternoon, in the evening and all evening. We should keep our minds stayed on the Lord. So I thank God this morning for each of you, Father. I thank you for the people you sent on Bible Storyland this morning. I ask you to bless them in a special and a powerful way. I ask you to move mightily on their behalf and their concerns, O God. Father, you know every concern that they have, and we leave their concerns at your feet, Father God. Father, we're calling on you because you are holy. You are righteous, God. You are God of peace. You are faithful in all your ways. Oh, Father God, you said we don't know all of our errors, so we ask you to forgive us for errors, for secret faults, for sins against you. Oh, God, sins against ourselves, forgive us, oh, God. For sins against each other, forgive us, Father God. Oh, Father God, you be high. You be lifted up. Oh, we reverence you this morning, oh, God. You are great God. You are awesome in all your ways. We come to give you glory, not just with our lips, but with our whole heart as we sing praises unto you this morning, oh, God. Be glorified. And, Lord, any evil within our heart, oh, Father God, remove it, because we want to come before you when we leave this earth. And we know we have to stand before you, the great judge. Be merciful. Be kind. Be loving. Oh, God, be tender upon us, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you that you're tenderhearted and you're giving us hearts of flesh. You're moving stony hearts from us on a daily basis. You are teaching us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. You are teaching us to love each other like we love ourselves. And, Father, you are teaching us how to love ourselves because we weren't born doing it. But, Lord, I thank you that you are faithful, faithful morning, noon, and night. And there's nobody greater. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Lord, when we were at our last, at our lowest, you brought us up and you provided for us. Oh, God, when we were sick on our beds of affliction, oh, you came in as the great physician, and you healed our bodies, oh, God. You healed when our minds were tormented. You came in and you healed and you removed the torment, oh, God. Oh, God, when our children may have been sick with fever, oh, God, when our parents were sick or sick in their bodies, you came in, oh, God. When the doctor said, we can't do nothing else, and they shook their heads and left the room, you came in, oh, God. And now you are a healer. Yes, you are. You are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, God, you heal diseases known and unknown to man, oh, God. Oh, you are the one who keeps us healthy, Father God. You are the one who gives us nourishment and strength from above, oh, God. You are the one who protects us when we go out the house, when we're driving down the street, if we're flying in the air, if we're on the ocean, if we're in a train on a track. Oh, you're the one who protects us if we're riding on a bicycle, on a motorbike. Oh, you are protecting us, oh, God. Everywhere we go, oh, God, you are protecting us. You are protecting us from germs and all kinds of things around us. You are holy, God, and you are faithful. You are loyal. And we say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Well, this morning we have a mighty people on us, mighty people, but in particular, we have a mighty woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky. She's a mighty woman of God. She's a teacher. Yeah, you know, God called her to be a teacher, not just in the public schools, not just in the university, but a teacher of his word. And you know, she's a mighty teacher too. So I thank God this morning. She's going to sing a song of praise honoring our King. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed this morning.
Amen. How's your family?
My family is doing fine. My mom and my mother-in-law are doing fine. We have two members of our community to go home to be with the Lord, both on Tuesday. One lady, her name is Lois Morris. She's the mother of 14. And then the other one is Dolores White. She's the mother of 11. So we just have some bereavement here in our community on this day. But God knows best.
Yes, he does. He's faithful.
In spite of, we can still praise him. So that's what I want to sing this morning. I love to praise him.
Amen, amen.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never, no, he'll never, never let me down. He's the jewel, he's just the jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. For he's my rock. He's my rock. Yes, he is my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. I know he'll never, no, he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel, he's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. I love to praise. In the morning, I love to praise his holy name.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We love to praise his name. You know, when I'm in the street and I hear somebody say, Jesus, God, oh, my God, I just light up. I'm like, yeah, that's my king, my father, and he is our rock. He is our sword, and he is our shield. Thank you, Minister Donna. We appreciate you so much. Well, we
God
have
bless
your
you,
question on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
God bless you. I love you, too.
God bless you, too. Don't hang up. We want to ask you some questions in a few minutes. Hallelujah. We have our cousin on, Jackie. Jackie Travis. Let's put her on live here. Jackie, good morning.
Jackie, good morning. I just love my cousin. I was going to sing the exact same song, me and Mr. Harry.
That's okay. But sing it. That's okay. Sing it again. You and Mr. Harry. Hey, Mr. Harry.
You know he can't hear you.
Carissa said hello. Carissa said hello.
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 My cousin sung that song. So anyway, he's eating. He's eating his breakfast. Anyway, I said, I just love my cousin. We think alike.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine y'all riding your bicycle, your tricycle, and racing down the street.
We vibing. You remember, cool. Okay, well, you want to say you're going to sing with me?
Are you going to sing with me?
He's not going to sing now. Well, I sing Jesus on the Main Line.
All right.
My aunt is still on the phone. Ain't Lou, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, good. My aunt is from Cincinnati, Ohio. She's on the phone. She wanted to listen in today.
Yeah. Was that you praying?
That was Donna. That was Miss Sister Carissa. That was Sister Gatlin. She was praying.
Okay.
Yeah,
she'll
pray for you at the end if you want. So I'm going to sing Jesus on the Main Line because I got to get down to the flea market and to, you know, get to work. But today I want to say today is my husband's birthday. He's 60 years old today. They are having a birthday party. My husband, William Bo Travis, is his birthday today. They're having big birthday party for him. I just thank the Lord he made it another year. Made it. We had some friends from New Orleans was going to make it, but they had a house fire and burnt everything, burnt up. Their four vehicles and the house burnt to the ground. So please keep them in prayer if I don't get a chance to say that again and talk with you. Keep them in prayer because I know, you know, that hurt me so I just broke down and cried. I couldn't believe it because they had such a beautiful home and everything. We went down there for Thanksgiving, but things happen. We don't know why they happen, but things happen in life.
Yeah.
So anytime we need him, he's always there. The Lord's always there for us to call on him. So that's one of those things. So I'm going to sing Jesus on the Main Line. Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. You better tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Well, and if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Well, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Yes, and if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need to be saved, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need to be saved, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need to be saved, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, don't fall, and tell him what you want. Amen. I get it.
Amen. Hallelujah. What's your aunt's name?
My who?
Your aunt.
My aunt, Aunt Lou Vamp. Ain't Lou.
Ain't Lou.
Ain't Lou, she's talking to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Aunt Lou. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, I have to try to ride these knees. But otherwise, I'm doing okay.
Amen. We don't see
my eyes operated.
You had a knee operation?
Yeah, no, I got to have both my eyes got to have cataracts taken off on the 17th of next month.
All right. Well, let me say a prayer for you this morning.
All right.
Father, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. And we just thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous King. And we thank you that you are a healer, oh God. We lift up Aunt Lou this morning. You know every ache, every pain. You know, Father God, the arthritis in the name of Jesus can be removed by you. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for healing her knees, healing her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Go before her, Father, make the path straight. You know she's scheduled for surgery, oh God, but you're able to touch and heal her eyes like never before. You're able to make her eyes see clearer. You're able to remove the scales. You're able to allow her to have keen vision in you, oh God, not only physical vision but spiritual vision. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless her children, her grands, greats, if she have any. In the name of Jesus, bless the entire family. Draw them closer with you, closer with each other. Every care that she has, we leave it at your feet, oh God. We thank you for strengthening her body in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence. We thank you for hearing this prayer for Aunt Lou in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We thank the Father for you. Well, we're moving right along. Boy, I'm so happy Brother David is on here today. I've been missing you, Brother David. Well, next we're going to have Minister Stacy Holman. You know she got those beautiful children, three of them. And we've been praying for them. And she joined us Tuesday on the prayer line for the children. So I thank God. You guys are welcome to join us on Tuesdays for the prayer line. Give me a call and I'll give you the number. You can call in and pray with us for the children. You know, children are wonderful. I just love children. And I tell you what, they bring joy. You could be so down and let a child come in, boy, you're going to be lifted up. They bring joy. You know, they're so pure in heart and they're close to the Father. So, you know, they just bring joy to our hearts. Minister Stacy, how are you this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed, thank you, Lord. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're happy, as usual, that you join us. The girl's going to sing with you. You're singing by yourself.
I guess, they're here. I think they're going to sing with me. I guess they'll sing with me. Amen.
All
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I guess I'll sing Open the Eyes of My Heart.
All right. I love it. Go ahead.
Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. And see you high and lifted up, blinded by the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, blinded by the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I thank God for that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. We all need our eyes open so we can see the Father clear and clear. Hey, I hear a little one. Who's that?
Jabria. It was me and Jabria.
Hey, Jabria, how are you? Thank you so much for singing with your mom this morning.
You're welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. How was school this week?
Good.
Did you have to take FCAT?
No, she don't have to take FCAT. Bianca does.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right. How old are you, Jabria?
Excited about school. They're excited about school. Bianca's the highest one scoring in the class.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Well, I thank God for you. You know, I appreciate you and your family. Well, you know, we've had some great praise songs unto God, but he still wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength and to live holy. You know, Minister Donna Hawkins sang, I love to praise him. He's our rock, our sword, our shield, and we should praise him with our lives daily. Sister Jackie sang, and her Aunt Lou was on, and Mr. Harry was on, and they sang Jesus on the Main Line, tell him what you want. You know, we can tell each other what we want, but God is the one who can do what we need done. Yes, he can. You know, sometimes I say, oh, my God, I'm going through this. Let me call so-and-so. Let me call this. But sometimes I can't even get him because the Father want me to call him. He wants to be number one in our lives. So you know what, I thank the Father and Minister Stacy Holman and her daughter, Jabria, saying, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. We want to see you. And we do want to see the Father when we leave this earth. Yes, we do. We want to see him. Oh, my God, he's awesome. Can you imagine standing before God, the awesome, mighty God? You know, once we see him, we're not going to be on earth no more. So I thank the Father that we will be able to see him one day. Well, we're looking for Ms. Lou Dell to come on a little bit later. You know, I want to ask you a question. What is dishonor? Dishonor is loss of respect. It's shame. It's to discredit or disgraceful. Have you lost respect for God? Are you ashamed? You know who was ashamed? Adam and Eve. They were ashamed before God. You know, they were ashamed because they sinned. Do you discredit God? God say to you, don't go left, go right. And you say, something told me. That's discrediting God. God told you. What did he tell you? So do it. Obey him. Well, what is honor? Honor is respect, it's admiration, it's to give God credit, to give him glory, to give him praise, to live holy. That's honoring God. What does it mean to honor him? When we honor God, we esteem him, we magnify him, we give him worth. We show him high regard, and we should reflect his character. When you're somewhere, do people say, oh, that's a woman of God, that's a man of God? Do people know that you belong to God by the way you live? What about the people at work? Do they know that you are a child of the King? Matthew 15, 8 through 9 says, the people draw nigh. They come close to me with their mouths, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines and the commandments of men. You know, sometimes we get tradition and what God truly said mixed up. To honor God, we must put him above anything, I mean, everything and everybody. I'm going to say it again. We honor God. We must put him before everything and everybody. Think on him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, you get up in the middle of the night, you say, praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. We are not just to say the word to God, but we are to live holy before God and men. When our words and our actions do not line up, we dishonor God. When we say we are holy God, and, you know, the word of God said, you know, blessings and curses come out of human beings' mouths. I've been around people, and they said they believed in God, and in the next 5 minutes they were cussing. Cuss words was coming out. Or they were living a dishonorable life. When our words and our actions do not line up, we dishonor God. The first commandment says we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. Now, the second commandment says we're to love each other like we love ourselves. We must dedicate our lives to God. If we say we love God and we hate each other, we deceive ourselves. We have never seen God, but we say we love him. God knows our hearts. We must surrender and lovingly surrender to God. We can't say, well, oh, gee, I gotta go do my word. I got to study the word of God. I got to, you know, say my prayers. No, come on now. If God felt like that about us, we wouldn't even exist. But I thank God that, you know, he loves us with all his heart and soul and his strength. He loves us so much that he gave Jesus. Oh, you know, we got to continue. We are to give our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service, Romans 12:1. We cannot be conformed to this world. We have to glory and honor God. We must separate ourselves from the world by our actions. We are to prove we belong to God by doing his will, by obeying him. And, you know, there are some scriptures that tells us about honoring God. 1 Samuel 2:30. But now the Lord says, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor them. John 12:26. If any man serve me, him my Father will honor. Malachi. Hold on 1 second, please. All right. Malachi 1:6 says, if then be a father, where is mine honor? And we say, where have we despised thy name? Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy of honor. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Psalms 96:6, honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Now, let's see. If we set our heart on honoring God, we will remain pure. No matter how strong temptations get, we will remain pure. We will forgive no matter how justified our bitterness is.
I don't know no more clothes.
Sister Minister Stacy, put your phone on mute for me, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We will speak of the Lord no matter how uncomfortable it is. We will remain faithful no matter how persistent the trial. We will remain confident no matter how hopeless the situation. We will remain loyal. We will remain loyal to God no matter how easy it is to defect. We will pray often, no matter how busy our lives become. We will love unconditionally, no matter how we are loved in return. We will persevere, no matter how easy it is to quit. We will trust in the Lord, no matter how illogical it seems. We will spend time in the Word, no matter how tired we may be. We will accept God's will, no matter how burdensome it is. We will reach out to others, no matter how introverted we are. We will sing God's praises, no matter how well we may sing. We will keep focus on the answer, no matter how difficult the question. We will worship the Lord, no matter how gloomy the situation. We will trust God's direction, no matter how rocky the journey. In other words, we will honor God with our lives. So I thank God this morning. I want to ask you a question. And I want you to press 1 if you'd like and give some answers. What would your life look like if you honored God every day? Just give me like a sentence or two. What would your life look like if you honored God every day? You know we should honor God every day. So what would your life look like if you honored God every day? At your, when you get up, on your job, everywhere you go, what would your life look like?
Minister G?
Yes.
My life would be full of peace.
All right. Amen. Full of peace. And we need that, too. We need a lot of peace. Hold on, Brother David. We need peace in our lives. We can't live. Oh. The absence of peace is confusion. So we need peace. Thank you so much, Minister Hawkins. All right, Brother David.
Okay, I was going to do peace, but, of course, Minister Hawkins jumped on that one. So I'm going to say compassionate.
All right. So we would be compassionate. Give me an example, Minister Hawkins. What does peace look like in your life?
Minister Jean, my life may not be, everything may not be perfect in my life, but I know that God is working everything out for my good. And because I know that I have peace of mind, I can rest because I know that whatever storm he's taking me through, he's going to take me through it, and I'm going to come out better on the other side.
Amen, amen. Yeah, we could be going through turmoil. We could be around a lot of chaos and confusion. But inside, we could have peace. That's what Jesus did. When he walked the earth, oh, my God, it was so much confusion. But he was at peace because he was connected to the Father. Thank you, Minister Hawkins. Okay, Brother David, compassion. Give me an example.
Okay.
How would you be compassionate to somebody who's not compassionate to you?
Okay, that's the way you would be compassionate is because you will see that person, even though they're living with all evilness and wickedness and hatred and bitterness and hanging on to all negative instead of being optimistic and positive, you would look at them because you know God is on the inside of them because we that's what we are. We represent God. So we have that in us. And you will look at that person as though one day they got enlightened, that they got the knowledge that your Creator created you to win, and he made you from the smallest speck of dust. And the more you live your life to lift up his name and honor him, then his spirit and glory will show through you. So you would have patience for this person, no matter how bitter they try to be towards you. Just like if somebody spit on your face, God going to wipe it off. So you ain't got anything to worry about. So you're going to have that type of peace and compassion in you when you're dealing with people.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. I tell you what, you guys are full of the Lord. I thank God for you. We have peace, and now we have compassion. And you know what? Sometimes you see people and you just have compassion in your heart. You know God put it there now. We wasn't born with compassion. God has given us these things. Like Brother David said, the closer we get to the Lord, you know, we become more compassionate, more empathetic. We can empathize with other people. You see somebody walk up to you and say, you know what? I was standing outside the other day and in my neighborhood, And this gentleman walked up to one of the ladies in the neighborhood, and he said, Miss, I'm not asking you for money. I'm just hungry. And she said, you know what? Let me go in here and heat this food up for you. That's showing compassion. That's showing love. She could, we got to put ourselves in another person's place to have compassion for them. I see people on the street sometimes going in the trash can, or you see some people that are, are ailing in their bodies. They may be bent over. They may have a disease of some type. And we need to have compassion on them. So thank you all so much. Okay, somebody else. How would you show honor in your everyday life to God? All right. Anybody else? Come on, press one.
Well,
go ahead, Minister Stacy.
Well, my answer was glorious. If you're able to see the glory of God in the midst of whatever you're going through. My answer was glorious. It'd be glorious because you'd be able to see the glory of God in the midst of what you're going through.
All right. How would you see that? What would your life look like if you were honoring God?
You can see the light out of it. You see the joy of everything.
Okay. All right. So you would see joy in situations.
Yeah, you would see the joy. You would see the good part rather than the negative. You see the positive.
Okay.
In the midst of it.
Yes. All right.
You can see the joy in the midst of what's going on, in the midst of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. Knowing God's going to bring you out.
Okay, even no matter how difficult the situation is, you can find joy in it. And, I tell you, we do that sometimes. We look back. You're going through something so rough, and then, a few years later you look back and you're laughing about it. But then you couldn't laugh. But somehow or another, through the joy of the Lord, we find strength in what we're going through. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. All right, somebody else, press one. Come on, speak up now. Got plenty of people on here. Press one. Oh, yeah, Miss Liddell is on here now. She's going to sing that song for us. Hold on, Miss Liddell.
All right.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us, Miss Liddell.
Yes, ma'am. Sort of late, but, I tried to do the best I could to it. So I'm all ready to sing now. No.
All right, well.
Ready to sing now.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. What you going to sing,
okay,
Ms. Michelle?
Okay. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I don't try him. He's all right. In the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right in the morning. He's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. I know. I done tried him. He's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. I know I done tried him, man. He's all right. That long enough?
Yes, ma'am. All right. I love that song. Try Jesus. That's another way we can show honor to God. Try him. He's waiting on us.
Yes.
We're going through something on the job. And we don't call on him. We got to call on him, you know, morning, noon, and night. Lord, my boss is on me, and I'm trying to get the work done, and I don't know what to do. So you call on Jesus. You say,
call
Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Yeah, help me, Lord.
He's all right.
Help me, Lord. Help
call
me.
On him, and I know he already there, but he will continue to be there. I know. I'm reminded of just what you said a few minutes ago about this lady. Oh, just a few days ago, let me say this, please. A lady called me, and she was in a little financial problem. She wanted to go see her sister up at the nursing home. So she called me and says, Lou Dale, can you do so-and-so, so-and-so? You know, right then I knew I wasn't completely able in a way and then completely able to because I did have something. But my heart just went out to this girl. She's actually my cousin, to tell the truth. My heart just looked like everything in me just opened up to her, even though I knew the condition that I was already in. But I just opened up to her, said, yes, yes, come by here, come by here. She came, and she was going to see her sister. She said, I got enough gas to get up there, but I don't have gas enough to get back. So I just, what little I had, I gave it to her so welcome till I almost wanted to just slap it in her hand because she was just that welcome because some just say, just turn loose, Lou Dale, turn loose, Lou Dale. And that's what I did, and I felt so good about it. I felt so good knowing that I had helped her because I do believe she was telling the truth. I really do. But anyway, you know, things like that happen to us. You know, sometimes we don't know what people's going through with. No, we don't. We say, well, so-and-so ought to have this, and so-and-so ought to have it. We just don't know them things, you know. So thank you for that little time, darling.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Now, that is honoring God. So I thank God that you honor God by having compassion.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You had peace of mind after you gave it to her.
I did. My Lord, I was so peace of mind till I felt like I had climbed over a mountain. But anyway, you know, I don't know, maybe another time I wouldn't have felt like that, but I'm so glad and so thankful to God that he was able to let me feel like that.
Amen. Amen. You know, Ms. Liddell been retired a long time, so, you know, she's living on a limited income, but God is supplying all of her needs at 92 years young. I thank God for you, Ms. Liddell.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, so much.
Anybody else, press 1 and let us know how you honor God in your daily life. How do you honor? See, that she just showed how she honored God in her daily life by having compassion on somebody who needed it. Then she had peace of mind, like Minister Hawkins said. You know, sometimes we could be in the midst of turmoil. But because of God, because we're showing honor, because we're honoring God, we can have peace of mind. Knowing, you know, you could be in danger. So you could be in a great danger, but you can have peace of mind knowing that our Father is going to take care of that situation and remove that danger from around you. Because he's awesome. He's almighty, and he will do it.
Yes, he will.
Anybody else, press 1. Tell us how you honor God with your life. You know, at church we honor God by singing praises, by giving of our, by tithing. We, you know, and prayerfully, when you're worshiping in your service, that your mind is on Jesus, not on the people, you know, and hopefully we're showing love towards each other in the body of Christ. You know, some people don't know how to show love because they're hurting, and they don't know how to love themselves. So we have to have compassion on, I'm going to start with myself, on people who don't know how to love themselves. And when they don't know how to love themselves, they definitely don't know how to love you. They'll be mistreating you. They'll be talking bad about you, hating on you, hitting towards you. You know, they'll treat you all kinds of ways. But we have to learn to have compassion. We have to learn to empathize with people. We say, well, my God, they must be going through something. I ain't did nothing to them. I wonder why they're acting like that. So you know, what is God? You know, let's pray a prayer of thanksgiving. This one is found in Psalms 145. This is a prayer of thanksgiving and praise unto God. It says, I will extol thee, O God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, O Lord. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare their mighty acts. That's what we're talking about, mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the mighty of the terrible acts and will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Slow, heard that, Brother David? Full of compassion. To anger, he's slow to anger and great in mercy. And you know, that's what we got to be, just like God. Look, we got to be like that. Slow to anger and full of mercy. Glorious and full of compassion. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and the saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glorious, of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall. He upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, O God, and giveth them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he shall destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So let's speak of the praises of the Lord. You know, he's a good God.
Yes.
He's doing so many things for us on a daily basis.
Yes,
you know, I was laying in bed early this morning just praying to the Lord and thanking him for his goodness. Because if it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, my God, I don't know where we would be.
No.
We can't make it without him. His word says he's full of compassion. He's full of majesty. He's full of mercy. His mercy is tender. You know, he's such a great God, and he's slow to get angry. How many of us get angry so quick? You know,
somebody,
we just raise up in rage and anger. They shouldn't have done that, and blah, 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 blah. We got to be slow to get angry. And the way to do that is to ask the Lord to help us. Lord, help me to be slow to get angry. Because we get angry now. Come on, everybody get angry. You know, it says even God gets angry.
Yeah.
Angry with the wicked every day. So we're thanking God, you know, for what he's doing. Now, you know, Malachi, it says, what does the Lord require of us? So let's listen to what the Lord. Malachi, it is in chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God. That's what he's requiring of you in Malachi chapter 6, verse 8. That's what he's, you know, requiring of us. Malachi declares what God expects of every one of his people, a lesson especially crucial to leaders. Yes, leaders, you know, we leaders have an awesome, awesome walk with God. And God, you know, expects leaders to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly before him. In other words, justice and integrity, making the right decisions. And we can't just make decisions off the top of our head. You got to consult the Most High God. God, I'm facing this, and I don't know what to do about it, Lord. And I ask you for your help, Father God, and he'll help you.
Yes,
he's already heard before we call and already answered.
Yes.
You know, we have to love mercy, a love for people and a relationship. You know, that should be high on our priority list.
Right.
To love God, love people, have love compassion on them, be merciful
love
towards
yourself.
You know, because we could be in their situation.
Uh-huh.
It could be us eating out the trash can. It could be us homeless. It could be us sick in our bodies. It could be us. So we got to walk humbly before God. Be respectful to him. Make sure we keep a open relationship with him. Lord, I messed up today. You know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do before you, Father, but I ask you to forgive me and help me. He will.
Yes,
he will. Now let's pray for our nation today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a short prayer for our nation. You know, our nation really is going through so much. Our nation is in turmoil. So this morning I'm going to say a short prayer for our nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the great sleeping giant, the church, who even now has begun to shake herself from sleep. I pray that she should wake to righteousness and holiness in every dominion, in every body of believers, and that they slumber no more. I pray, Father God, that America would come back and revive itself unto you, O God. We can't do it alone. We need you, Father God, in America. Our children need a safe place to live in. Our elderly need a safe place to live in, O God. And, Lord, we thank you, O God. We pray that we will begin to unify under the blood-stained banner of the cross and preach the gospel of the kingdom clearly and boldly in every highway and byway in our nation. I pray, Father God, that we would not only stand up and speak, but we will begin to reap a great harvest in our nation, bringing multitudes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. May the revival of the saints be all-compassing, that it affects the spiritual complexion of our entire nation and influences our politics, our economy, our media, and our entire society. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for this nation. We pray for our president that he would consult God before he make any decision, before he hits the floor in the morning. We pray that President Obama would hear the voice of God, that he would consult God before he do anything. So I thank God this morning, you know, that we serve a great God. You know, this is the year 2014. And a year of happenings all over the world. You name it, it's happening. Mudslides, wars, rumors of wars, murder, rape, incest, homosexuality, idol worship, bestiality. It's like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Wickedness is all over. Every time you turn around, it's wickedness everywhere. We all need to save from our sins. We have to have a relationship with God. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, we must confess God with our mouths, the Lord Jesus, and believe in our mind, our heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we will be saved. It's salvation time. God is soon to return. So press 1 if you're not saved. If you need to be saved, press 1. Okay, looks like everybody's saved. Now, backsliders must repent, turn back to God. Backsliders must be found back serving God. You got to turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. You got to praise and honor God with your whole heart. You got to come back to the Lord. All right, it is prayer time this morning. Well, I'm going to take time for a testimony. I know Miss Ludell gave her testimony about her cousin who came with a need and she helped her. Anybody else have a testimony you want to give this morning? Press 1. Testimony time. Press 1. All right. Well, we're going to move on to prayer time. Nobody gave a testimony yet. We're going to move on to prayer time. So Minister Donna Hawkins asked for prayer for the bereaved family. Okay, hold on, Brother David. All right. What you say, Brother David?
I got a small testimony. I've been able to work with some Eagles here lately. You know, people that are positive and going somewhere and good energy. So I want to thank God for that. And also, there's been situations, you know, people will tell you no and tell you can't do stuff, but God will show you that you can. So, you know, you have to be careful when you let people tell you, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. That's when you really have to show, do you trust in God or are you going to listen to people?
Yes.
So I just want to thank God for that. That's my testimony.
Amen, amen. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth us. Yes, indeed. He enabled us to do things that, you know, we think can't be done or people think can't be done. He's an amazing God. He's almighty. So I thank God for that testimony. All right, so we're on prayer time. This is Jackie. She asked prayer for her husband whose birthday is today and for the family whose house burned down in New Orleans. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I thank God he'll deliver us out of them all. All right, prayer requests. More prayer requests. State your prayer request. Press 1. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request.
Sister G.
Yes.
Yeah, I want some prayer. I need to get 600 people for next Saturday for this comedy event. And it's going against the odds. So when I'm going through the odds, I need a supernatural thing. So, you know, I'm optimistic, so I want the 600. So
amen.
I need prayer for that. For a united force with my little media team that I'm working with and some new comedians that I'm working with, some united energy and positivity, and I want to get them 600 people. I know I'm being selfish, right? I just like the odds.
I understand it. All right. Thank you, Brother David. Prayer request. Press 1. If you already press 1, state your prayer request.
Sister G.
Yes.
Good morning.
All right.
If you can pray for my ears. I've been having pain in my ears lately. And to pray for we need a financial breakthrough. And then when the finances come, just pray that God give us wisdom so that and just pray for our family. Continue to pray for my sister Pam and my cousin Pearl. Pam is still in the hospital for Pearl and my cousin Pete and my niece Audrey. She's a young girl, sweet girl. She's had a lot of illnesses going on. But you can just pray for my family. Just pray for the whole family. Amen, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Prayer request. Press 1.
Oh, yes. And special prayer for my children. Amen.
Okay.
For Andrew and the girl.
All right.
That's all. I'm sorry.
Anyone else? Prayer request.
This is Ludell.
Okay.
This is Ludell.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to pray for the bereaved families that were funeralized at my church Saturday, and also for my son that'll be going back to the hospital for that has a bad toe, and pray for families that, you know, going through other things as well as him and others. I'd like to have prayer for myself because I need prayer too, along with my family and families all over the world. Please.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All right. I'm looking to see if anybody else press 1. I don't want to, you know, I will be praying for you, though, whether you press 1 or not. Yoko sheba kade e kore lalalala bo kore didi akashe didi o lalalala bo kore didi akashe. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. We consult you, the great and mighty I am. We thank you that you are almighty, and it's nothing too difficult for you, Father God. Father, we thank you that we can consult you, the great and mighty I am. Your word says where two or more gather together in your name, you're in the midst of us. So I thank you that you're in the midst of us on Bible Storyland. I lift up every family and the families we represent, and we just thank you this morning that you are great, you are holy, you are righteous, you are the King of Kings. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Oh, Father God, you are everything that we need. You are the one who watch over us as we sleep at night. You are the one who blow your very breath and we live daily. You are the one who protects us, and you are the one who's kind and loving towards us, Father. And we just honor you today, oh God. And, Father, help us to live up to what you're requiring of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to live according to your plan daily, to honor you with our whole heart, with our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you daily. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for everything that you've done and what you're about to do. And, Father God, I lift up Minister Donna Hawkins, and, Lord, she's talked about a couple of families that are going through bereavement, as well as Ms. Liddell, they're going through bereavement. Lord, many people are living today, but many have gone on. Hopefully they're going on to glory to be with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, those people that are not saved in the bereaved families, we ask you for salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we, Mokor Shabaka, continually be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up Jackie, Travis's husband. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for another birthday, 60 years of life, and life more abundantly, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for his health and for his strength. Oh, Father God, give him better health, better strength in his body. Draw him even closer to you than ever before. And, Lord God, sometimes when tragedy strikes, we panic, oh God. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we have to trust you even more. And that's when we need to hear your voice clearer than ever before. So I thank you today that we'll begin to trust in you like never before. We'll begin to hear your voice clearer. And, Lord, many of us have been in tragedies like Katrina. Many of us have been through many tragedies, oh God. But, Lord, you preserved our lives. So I thank you that this couple did not lose their lives nor their family members. They lost things that can be replaced. So we thank you, Father God, that those things can be replaced, but life can be replaced, oh God. So we thank you for keeping them in the midst of that storm that they went through in New Orleans, oh God, losing their house to a fire in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you heard Brother David's request. He's requesting 600 people at least in the name of Jesus to this event that's being held. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are a good God. You are a merciful God, and you know who should be there and you know who should not be there. So we are trusting you that the people that you want to be there will be there, and those who you don't want will be there. And, Father God, he's asking that they become more united together in the task that's before them. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for Brother David's family, his wife and two sons, and their extended family. I ask you to bless this mighty man of God, draw him even closer to you, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for the compassion that he has towards you and towards your people, Father God. I thank you for the peace that's in his life, the kind of peace that passes all human understanding, oh God. I thank you for Minister Stacy's request, oh God. And, Father, you know what pain is like because you went through pain and suffering here on the earth in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for removing the ear pain from her, oh God. Oh, Father, ear aches, oh, they hurt so bad, oh God. But, Lord, you're able to remove the pain from our ear. You're able even to remove wax from our ear when it gets trapped down in there, oh God. And, Father, all of us need a financial breakthrough. So I thank you for her request, oh God. Give us all a financial breakthrough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are God who supplies all of our needs through your riches and glory. You own more than a cattle on 10,000 hills. And you are faithful and just. You are coming through for us like never before. Father, there are people in other countries who don't even have grass to eat. Their land is just barren, nothing on it, oh God. But, Lord, you are able to provide a ram in the bush for them. So, Father God, provide the food they need. Give them fertile ground so they can plant food, oh God, that they can grow. Give them water, oh God. Fresh running water, feed their babies, oh God. Give the mothers milk in their breasts.
Yes.
They feed their babies healthy milk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for Moku Shabaka, young mothers, young women, having those babies and not aborting them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the babies that will be born today. I thank you for health and strength for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your ways for all of us, oh God. I thank you for our family members being healthy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for my nephew D being healed by your high right hand, your mighty arm, your strong arm. Oh God, you are a great healer. You are able to heal all of us emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way. There is nothing impossible to you, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for Jackie's aunt, who's on the phone with us today, Lord God. Heal her body continuously, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you knew all about Miss Ludell. You've kept her for 92-plus years, oh God. You've strengthened her body. You've healed her many times over and over. You've been faithful to her. You're faithful to wake her up in the morning. You're faithful to the things that she needs done. Lord, when it looked like there's nothing available, Lord, you made things available for her
that she didn't know
was available, oh God. You kept her and her children, her sons and her daughters, oh God. You kept them by your high right hand, your holy arm, and Father God, she's concerned about her son whose toe is infected. And Lord, I thank you for the proper diet for him. I thank you, Father God, that he will begin to eat those things that are healthy like Daniel and his friends. He'll begin to eat beans and many vegetables, oh God. He will eat healthy. He would only drink those things that are good for his body. Forgive us, Father God, when we put unhealthy things in our temple and expect, Lord God, that you would move on those things. Forgive us, Father God, when we misuse our temple, when we don't put proper food, proper nourishment in our temples, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Help us to eat healthy, to think healthy, and to be healthy, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for healing Miss Ludell's body, keeping her healthy, well, keeping her strong unto you, oh God. What the enemy meant for harm turned around for her good. And, Father, we just bless and honor you. I thank you for each and every person on the line today. Oh, God, I thank you for our strength. You are our help in the time of need. There's no God greater than you, no God better than you, no God almighty. You're almighty in the heavens. Forgive us when we serve idol gods, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, when we've neglected you, when we don't put you first, oh God, because your great commandment says we're to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So help us to do those things that you need us to do, you want us to do, you're requiring and you commanded of us. So we love you, oh Lord, our strength. We thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers on a daily basis. You are faithful. You are holy God. You are righteous God. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. Unless somebody has something that they just want to share, press 1. All right. Well, it's closing time. Next week is Senior Citizens Day. Senior Citizens Day. We're going to be honoring our seniors. So come on the same time, same number, 1-619-789-4319. Press 1 if you want to speak with us. And we are grateful that you come on weekly. We're just so excited about, you know, you're coming on. We're excited about the Lord. We're excited about his goodness. We're excited about his greatness. We're excited about his mercy, his compassion, and his love. But you know what? We've got to be excited about being obedient to God. So we got to obey him. Yeah, we got to obey him. Love God daily. When you love God with your whole heart, that means you're going to obey him.
That's true.
We can't just say, oh, I love the Lord. And the next we doing evil or harm to our friends, our neighbors. We got to love him truly, love him truly, love him truly, love him
from our heart.
Just in our heart to honor God, obey his word. He honors his word above his name. And don't you know what? God loves you so much. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You who think God don't love you. You think he don't work things out for you. He work it out for other people, but not for you. Oh, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
He'd be alive if he wasn't working it out for you. He's working it out for you on a daily basis. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He loves you with his whole heart. God loves us with his whole heart. And he wants us to love him with his whole, with our whole heart. Nothing is impossible to our God. He is never too busy. His line is always available. Call him up. Call him up. What that song say? Call him up today. Call him on the main line. Call him up today. So you know what I say? I thank God for each of you. I love you. God loves you even more. Now, my love is limited, but God's love is unlimited. He's compassionate, full of compassionate, full of mercy, full of peace, full of love, and wisdom. So call him up. Call him up. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, love on him, love on him, love on him like you never have before. Obey, 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 obey. That shows honor to God. Today was all about honoring God. Don't go without honoring God. Honor him, honor him, honor him, honor him. You may not understand what's happening in your life, but God has a plan for you.
Yes.
You may not understand it, but trust God. Trust God. You may not understand it, but it's faith. Faith, faith, faith. Have faith in God. Trust him that he's not going to do anything that would harm you. He's going to do good towards you.
Okay.
Yes, he has a purpose and a plan, and we don't always have to understand it. It's about serving him, praising him in spite of the life, in spite of what we're going through. So I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Remember, God loves you, and he's commanding us to love him. Love y'all.
All right.